My name is Winnie Lin. I was born in a small village in Burma, and I grew up in a small rice farm by the riverbank in a country that no one would want to live. Burma is governed by a military junta. Christians who lived in Burma was persecuted because of their faith. I never knew anything about persecution until I was 6 years old. When I was 6 years old, my village was attacked by the Burmese military. Houses were burned, people lost everything they have, and many innocent people lost their lives. My father was one of those people. He was tortured before he was murdered, and my family was forced to flee into the jungle of Burma. Life in jungle was really awful. There's no treatment for the sickness, and we want to go to school, but there is no school for us to go to. We eventually arrived to another village where my mom's family lived. Because my mom was now left alone with 7 children, life was very hard for her. We have to be separated. As a 6 years old boy, I have to leave my family and went out to live with my aunt to another village because I want to be able to go to school. It was very sad and hard to be away from my family, but this is the only way that I can get to school. My mom doesn't have the money for me to go to school. A year later, we moved to a refugee camp in Thailand. Here, I was able to stay at a Freedom House with CFI. There, I met Jim Jacobson and another from CFI. I was very nervous meeting them because I didn't speak English. I lived in a refugee camp for about 9 years, and I was able to go to CFI vocational school. At the school, I learned English and many other things. I was away from my family again and missed them very much. But I know in my mind that education is very important. At CFI vocational school, I found hope and God opened up a wide door for me and a bright future. I wanted to be a pastor or a missionary when I grew up, to tell everyone about God, and that is what I felt like God wanted me to do and had put in my heart. God was faithful to His promises to me. He knows the plan He has for me, a plan for good and not for disaster, to give me hope and a future. I do believe that He will fulfill His promise in the right time according to His will. He reveals the verse in Jeremiah 11:29 to me again and again while I was in CFI vocational school. After 4 years at CFI vocational school, with the grace of God, our Korean refugee people got an opportunity to go to other countries to live in freedom, which we never have. I want to come to America at first, but I was not planning on to come to America. I don't want to leave my people who have to serve in Burma. I want to live there and help the rest of my people in Burma, serve with them, and share what I have learned. But God has another plan for me. In July 3, 2007, God led me out of Thailand refugee camp, and my family got in US in June 4, 2007. It was really hard when I first got here in America. Everything around me has changed, but God is always there for me, even when a difficult time. With all the help with CFI, I moved into St. Marie, Michigan in July 11 and started school. The first few months of school were really hard. Everything is new for me. People, language, place. I pushed and tried really hard so that I can go to college someday. Even when things are hard and it seems impossible for me to get through, God gave me all the courage I need and helped me through those hard times. In August 2010, I completed all my high school courses. One thing I learned was that life is a challenge. You just have to fight and push it hard. My dream for the next step is college. I want to go to college to be a missionary so that I can help other persecuted people, lead them to God, and spread the words of God. That is the dream that I have in me since I was a little boy. I believed and trust that God has a plan for me, plans for good and not for disaster, to give me hope and a bright future. God is the only answer to my life, and I want to follow my Savior, my God, say yes to His call, and never turn away from Him. This is my life, and this is my story.